eating your feelings was not exactly uncommon for many of us this last year. Now, numerous cookbooks are in the works about cooking your feelings, with recipes focused on finding release through pounding fillets, chopping onions, and smashing basil. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
When the pandemic started, writer Sandra Wu started making smoothies with a vengeance. All her frustration, anger, and fear melted away like the fruit she pulverized in the blender.
You know, just like, oh, let's put this in here, like press blend. It's not blending properly. Well, let's like put some more liquid and let's just make it like, ugh, like just get it in there.
Now Wu is writing a cookbook. Feel Good Smoothies is part of a trend of catharsis cookbooks, says Paula Forbes. She publishes a newsletter about the cookbook industry and recently noticed a bunch of new cookbooks more about the rage of cooking than the joy of it. Baking by Feel is an upcoming one.
Kneading dough and finding feelings in buttercream and all of these sort of tactile things you get out of baking.
And there's a new cookbook called Steamed. For those days, say the authors, when you're boiling over, steaming mad, or just plain fried. It was written by two women in San Francisco who sold their proposal right before the pandemic.
We were dealing with the wildfires here in California, which is really creating this sense of existential angst. Yeah, like just devastation.
And then we somehow just effortlessly worked in COVID.
Rachel Levin and Tara Duggan maximize recipes with pounding and whisking and grinding and grating, spatchcocking chicken as a coping mechanism. Cooking, they say, redirects your energy. It forces you to be in the moment. When I asked Rachel Levin, isn't this a better cookbook for, I don't know, maybe 2020? She read a passage pointing out we're still getting mad.
If your laptop crashes and you lose the entire Excel spreadsheet it took you all day to create, cleaving a butternut squash just feels right. As does stabbing hunks of raw swordfish with skewers when the dude you've been dating for 2 months suddenly ghosts you.
We're still not done processing our emotions from last year, Levin says, and we still need to eat. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.